Blog Talk Radio.
How's he doing? That's what I just said. He came out of the coma.
As far as the new state of.
Yeah.
Are you sending me IMs again?
No. Not me.
Shut up. Well.
Monday night.
I was going to say before she interrupted me that I would like to send a special heartfelt heavy shout out to my buddies down in Buffalo at OSPW for we just lost Mr. Bill McGee, who was a great guy, great performer, somebody that one of the first people that shook my hand and told me that I was a crazy son of a bitch, but he loved it. So, it's not exactly easy on us because it was only a year ago that I was shaking his hand and I was chilling with him. So, my heart goes out to all you guys, and hopefully I'll be back soon and see what's going on. His memorial will be held on September 11th. If anybody wants to know about that, then you can go to OSPW's page to check it out for more info. With that being said, let's continue with tonight's show.
All right. Well, to me, because of whatever was going on with myself, Raw was kind of
boring.
In some parts. But not all of it was boring, don't get me wrong, but some of the things were like, really, can we move on now?
But. Oh, come on, Rainey. you got to be happy. Be happy about
yeah.
it.
I suppose so.
Be happy.
Like I was telling Artrell last week, people are saying that AJ is going to leave wrestling soon because to start a family with CM Punk since he's getting, up in age and they want to start a family.
Yeah, so they might want to start a family now before his penis becomes useless. He turns 49, he ain't going to have a dick that works.
And then some people are like, well, that's what you get for marrying somebody that's 10 years older than you. And I'm like, seriously?
Shut the fuck up.
I know, right?
Okay, so she's 10 years older than you. You think? I wouldn't exactly marry somebody that's 10 years older than me, but at the same time, they aren't happy. I've seen worse. There's people out there that are like 20, 30 years older than people. And that's gross. Isn't that reminds me of somebody sleeping with like a 40, 50 year old man, and she's only 19, 20 years old, and they both had a child. I'm surprised they had a penis that worked.
Okay, we're not getting onto that now. Let's move on.
No, I'm getting into it because I just wanted to take that little shot.
Well,
because since then, what have they done? Amount to nothing. Anyway,
whatever.
Shut up.
So, how did you like SummerSlam?
It was average. I didn't hate it.
I liked it. In some parts.
I'm sure you did. Back when Dean Ambrose was getting his ass kicked.
But he did a really good job.
I'm sure he did. You would say so.
Like, if
he
doesn't, I don't know,
you
would say
he doesn't. If he failed the safety test, driving test, then he would say, "Oh, he did an awesome job." When he's probably learning to drive from SpongeBob.
Whatever. Mark. Yes, I am one about him. So
yeah, you.
I can't.
You masturbate after him every night.
No, I don't.
Yeah, both her and her little friend do the same thing, people. Both her and her annoying friend both masturbate to Dean Ambrose every night.
Nope.
Now take your annoying friend and get off my show. I actually wish she's not even here. Who cares? Anyway, keep talking.
Yeah.
Suck me, beautiful.
What?
I said, play the goddamn song. I mean, I got a better idea. Why don't we just take a break? I'll be right back. On this episode, it'll be Smarksless, and then we will start getting really serious. Until then, Rainey is just going to have to sit here and listen to Ryan Tedder and One Republic.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Well, it's a dildo cinder blocks anyways, because they first used them last Monday, And now this Monday they use them again. Like, seriously, Seth? Are you like, what?
Look how I did it.
What?
What? I don't know. What about cinder blocks?
Well,
what's
they
your point
were
about cinder blocks?
Are you last
yeah.
Monday and Roman threw one of them at Seth's head this Monday, this past Monday.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
So is that supposed to be interesting?
not really, but it was good.
I didn't think so.
Why not?
No, I was going to say, was it supposed to be inter... God. Sorry, I just came across a picture of Bill of Mike McGee in a ring with one of my good friends, Chris Cardelli. Cardelli. I think that's how you pronounce the name. I'm not really concentrating right now. It's just, damn. Lots of great talent. I'm going to let Rainy talk for a second. I just need to gather myself for a sec.
Well, I didn't watch NXT tonight, so I don't know what happened on that. But I think it was like Sammy teamed up with somebody for, you know, doing the tag team, trying to get the tag team belts. But this past Monday, we saw Goldust and Stardust turn heel, or it might have been last Monday. I don't know. Everything's like, I don't know. This week has been crazy for me, too, and I don't know. I think it's the weather or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, we saw Goldust and Stardust turn heel, and they're going after the tag team belt, and maybe at not a champion. They're going to, like, have a battle between the Usos and themselves, but I'm not really too sure right now. But, I also heard that Dean Ambrose is supposed to come back on the 20th of September, and Night of Champions is the next night, and they're... I don't know how true this is, but I heard reports saying that it could be Seth Rollins and Kane versus Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, but like I said, I'm not too sure about that, and I'm not really counting on it, because what I'm really predicting that's going to happen at Night of Champions is Seth and Roman is going to have, like, a match, and Dean Ambrose is going to come out, you know, maybe at the end or something to, you know, continue his feud with Seth, because that feud is far from over. And really, I'm not really too sure what Kane's doing in the mix, but who knows about Kane or corporate Kane. Let's see. The Bella Twins thing, it's kind of annoying. But at the same time, it's something, you know, maybe different. But then on the other hand, it's not really too far different than, you know, what you know, Seth did to the Shield. And they're kind of like playing that on with Nikki and Brie, but that's just my opinion. Everyone has their own, you know, opinions, so. Let's see. That's really all I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, and everyone's saying that, you know, John Cena's not going to come back because supposedly, or he's going to be, like, you know, having to quit or some crap like that because all of his injuries, and I'm not, you know, I'm not really sold on that because John is one of those people that he's not going to leave. He's, you know, always going to be in the business somehow, some way, because that's what he does. And I know that you don't like this next person very well, but there's also being said something about Dave Bautista going to maybe not come back because after his, you know, success in that movie that was he was in.
I don't
in.
Hate Bautista, first of all.
I know, actually, but I didn't say that you hated him. I just said that you don't like him that much. And I don't know. I guess they're trying to play Shawn Michaels off as a heel right now whenever he does come back, you know, like come and go, and he's going to be supposedly a heel since, you know, that's what he was Monday. And I don't know. And that's all that I know about right now. So,
okay.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Oh, yeah, and the VMAs wasn't all that, you know, it was, you know, cracked up to be. But it was good. I thought it was going to be longer than it was, but it wasn't. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said the VMAs isn't all that they were cracked up to be, in my opinion. But
I didn't watch the VMAs, so how the fuck would I know?
I thought you did.
I was too busy.
But I heard that you were watching them.
That was it.
Yeah.
My friend Chaz didn't, I guess, didn't turn on the damn TV so we could watch it, so fuck it. But I was like, whatever. Screw it. But I will see the American Music Awards later on this year. Shut up.
Usher did a really good performance.
Yeah, he also grabbed Nicki Minaj's keister. You wish it was your keister, don't you?
No.
Yeah, you just said, yeah.
Don't think about Usher like that.
Shut up. Of course you do. Mm-hmm. You think about all older men like that.
No.
Liar. Liar.
There's some older men that, you know, I don't like.
Liar. Liar and a loser.
Mm-mm.
Loser. Loser.
Shut up. What do you think about the Paige and AJ feud?
It doesn't bother me.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Guess what? 168 more days.
Until what? Until you get
until
your list dish together?
What?
Until you get your lips dish together?
No. No.
Really should.
What?
Get your lips stitched.
No, and then you said, oh, shit, and I was like, what? What did you see?
What did you see?
What did you see? Not me.
I didn't see nothing. Shut up. No, if I saw you, I'd be cute.
What? Did you just call me cute?
No, I said I puke.
Oh, why would you do that for? Him.
Sure. I got my mind made up, and I can't let go. I'm killing every second till it saves my soul. I be running till the love runs out, till the love runs out. It'll start fire if you never doubt, till the love runs out. Is there anything else that needs to be talked about besides the fact that the Raw, that the WWE is using the same damn entrance way for every damn show now? Oh, and they also did change the logo. I'm not sure if you guys discussed it last week, but it has been officially changed. The WWE logo is now the same as the WWE Network's logo. That is now their full-time logo and will be used for a long-ass time to come. So get used to it. We are in a new – that means we are in a new era, people. New era, new time, new network. Let's make the best of it. And don't fuck it up like the Attitude Era, okay? Please.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you too, Rainey.
Hey, I don't mess it up in the first place.
Are you a fan?
Yes.
Okay, I'm talking to you too.
But I don't mess it up in the first place because I don't gripe about everything.
Sure you do.
I do not either.
I do not either. Shut up. Go do yourself.
No. No. I don't talk like that in the first place.
I don't talk like that in the first place.
So, are you up to...
Go do another ALS icebreaker. What?
3-day weekend. Oh. What are you going to do on your 3-day weekend?
I don't get a 3-day weekend.
Oh, you don't?
I work at FedEx.
I know, but aren't they off on Labor Day?
Well, I think so. I'll see. Oh, since I've already done the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, I would like to challenge all my listeners, actually nominate every last one of my listeners to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Congratulations. You jackasses officially have 24 hours. Either that or donate to the ALS Lou Gehrig's Disease Charity Fund. Now.
I did it.
But you can still do the challenge and donate. I did. I donated $30. Oh, I'm such an asshole, aren't I? I'm so mean. I donated $30. That's why I'm such an asshole for such a because I supported such a deadly disease. Yeah, I'm still such an asshole, according to Randy's stupid friends.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
You never do. Anyway. Like I was saying. Let's keep it playing.
You watch football?
Do you think I watch football?
Yeah, no.
Okay, then. There's your answer. You just answered your own question.
I mostly do.
You always do.
Sure.
Now, since this is my show and I can do whatever the fuck I want, well, before we go to our break, let's go ahead and talk about how's everybody liking the WWE Network's new deal so far, especially since it's now expanded to 170 different countries. Not only does it now offer the $9.99 a month plan, but it now offers a $12.99 a month plan and cancel any time with that plan. Stop laughing at me.
I'm not.
Anyway, If you want more info on that, go to www.com/thewwenetwork.
Did you say slash?
With that being, I said slash. You know, like the former guitarist for Guns N' Roses? Slash.
It didn't sound like
get it?
That.
Got it? Good. Now shut up. Yeah. We'll be right back after a complete word from Luke Bryan.
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate. Put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Nope.
Welcome back to another explosive episode, shut the fuck up, of the Smart Splits here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chris S. Fleming, and she is nobody. Ignore her. Like I was saying. That was a nice cup of Kool-Aid I just had. But I was just kidding. With alongside with me, as always, Miss Raindrop. Okay. Cricket.
You told me to shut up.
I know I'm not shut up. I know I'm not funny. Now, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You just said anything.
Be quiet. Let's see. Have you watched that Hornswoggle movie? Hello?
Well, you said be quiet.
Well, shut up. Never mind. Don't shut up. That's not a habit of
okay.
mine, telling people to shut up. No.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
So, guess what? People are bitching and moaning because Roman is after Seth now, but he wasn't after him whenever Dean got hurt, and it was like, seriously? Okay, whatever.
Hey, I got two words for all those people out there. You want to know what those two words are? Kill yourself.
No. Don't do that.
No, please do. I'm sick of professional wrestling smart mark fans, all right? I've had it with all of you. Go fucking jump off a cliff. Drink bleach. Do whatever it is you got to do. Make sure when you're taking the razor blade and you're cutting your wrist, you cut right through the artery. Not that hard. I can have another suicide jackass show you. Now, that's how I feel about Internet Wrestling Community Smart Marks. As well as haters in general of other shit that I like. That's fucking stupid. I'm sorry, was that too mean? Are you crying, Rainy, because I was so mean?
No, I'm not crying.
I'll stand up on a fucking mountain and I'll say it, all right? Kill yourself! This is what I said at FedEx Forum in March, and I said, when everybody started chanting, we want CM Punk, or CM Punk, CM, this is what I stood up and said. You, that fat ass guy with the burger right there, and that butter fat ass guy with the hot dog, and that little 15-year-old kid right there, and that ugly-looking chick right there with the Roman Reigns t-shirt on, I mean the Dolph Ziggler t-shirt on, you're all idiots. Thank you very much, and I sat back down.
Okay.
I'll get up and say shit like that.
About why are they pushing, or why does Bo Dallas still have Raw time, TV time, and Adam Rose doesn't?
I don't know
either.
Only time will tell. That's all I got to say about that.
But now he was on, like, Superstars the other night, so, but that's not, you know, on TV, but maybe he'll come back on
TV. It's on WWE Network, so it's a start.
Yeah. I just miss him.
Shut up. Luke Bryan talking about something like, that's my kind of night. What's your kind of night?
You don't want to know what my kind of night is.
Masturbating?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. My kind of night would not be just myself playing with myself, okay? Okay.
She just admitted it.
I said it wouldn't be.
Apparently it would be.
No, she's
not playing with herself.
I am not.
She's playing with herself.
Shut up. Don't shut up.
She listens to her. She's moaning.
I am not moaning.
Yeah. You're so disgusting. What is wrong with you? We have people listening to this. Well, I'm talking about shit. Go ahead and put your meat out and spank off to it since she's doing it. Why are you listening to her moan?
No,
go ahead and spank off to
not.
It. Do it.
No.
Spank off to her. Her skirt is
no.
so short, she might as well be naked. All of these views are from horny dudes spanking.
Okay, whatever you just saying, because I don't know what you were saying.
Could you please zoom out, dudes? Back in. You remember that? Well, let me rewind it back and let you hear the real song. One less problem without you. I got one less problem without you.
Did you know her brother is like in the finals on Big Brother? Frankie, he's adorable. I just want to hug him.
Yeah, he's like so hot. You just want to hug him. He's like, you want to fuck him.
There's a thing between adorable and hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Adorable means that I just want to hug you. And I'm not going to dig myself into a hole. And
hey,
I'm not going to get out of it.
What rhymes with hug me?
What?
I said, what rhymes with hug me?
Nothing.
Robert Dick said it. What rhymes with hug me? Matter of fact.
What?
Everybody get up.
I'm not saying that. I saw your little message to me.
So anyway, like we were talking about you were talking about the show?
Show?
Wrong.
Oh, did you hear about Ryback? Did you hear about Ryback?
I'm not talking about Ryback. What about Ryback?
He might be gone from WWE because he went under some kind of procedure or something and they kind of doped him up.
So he must be loopy right now.
Yes, he is. He was on a video that they took. And Roman Reigns has a new hoodie.
So?
And, well, so, hoodies are awesome. They're comfortable.
To have sex in? I know.
I don't know. I haven't tried that far yet.
Yeah, well, anyway, keep on talking.
That'd be awesome, though. And Pop Rocks. Okay. anyways, and Dean Ambrose's hoodie has sold out already. And no, I am not a lucky person to get one yet as of right now.
Okay. Hey, Rainey. Didn't I tell you looks for losers?
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm still going to use it.
Okay, well, hurry up, hurry back. Did you need to use it, so hurry back.
No, I'm still going to use that word.
Lux for losers.
Loser. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to still say good luck or luck. Like
loser.
Okay, so if somebody says you're going to get lucky, so that means you're going to get losered. But, and losered is not even a word.
Loser is an oxymoron.
Okay, so if somebody says, oh, you're going to get lucky tonight, so that means you're a loser. See, you can't say one thing and say the other thing, okay? You get where I'm coming from? No. And are you even there? Who knows? Yeah, you're still there because my phone thing's still on.
Suck my nuts.
Nope. So, how is your night going?
How the fuck do you think it's going?
I already know how it's going, but still.
You want to be Lex Luthor? You would say that, Chris.
What? I didn't hear you.
You never do.
Well, boo-hoo.
I don't know. We're just fucking around for the time being anyway.
Yeah, because this week hasn't been very good.
Why are you sharing this dirt sheet crap? It's no wonder you think you know everything. I must have told you over 500 million times to stop reading dirt sheets.
Why did
this
I read
dude on my damn Facebook. No, not you.
No. No, you sound like you're talking to me.
Some dude on my fucking Facebook posted something about says backstage plans on a new nation or domination or whatever. I'm like, why are you reading this bullshit? And you're so quick. It's no wonder you're so quick to sit up there and complain about Cena. And I told you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well. Let's see. I don't know what else to talk about. Tell me something to talk about.
Your asshole.
No. What would I talk about
and how itchy it is?
No, it's not.
That means it is.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
We got 6 more minutes. And my mind has nothing to say.
Well, anyway, since we don't have anybody else to say anything else to talk about, and you all are fucking boring as hell, I would like to officially thank all of you for tuning in tonight. All my listeners, I hate you very much. I hate you all so, so much. I can't hate you enough. And I especially want to thank my co-host, Miss Raindrop.
Yay!
I hate you more than I've ever hated anybody.
I know you do.
And I officially want to thank your annoying friend. Don't ever add me on Facebook.
Who?
And, with that being said, we're going to play a little Hands All Over. Good night, people. We're out.
Good night.
Put your hands all over. Put your hands all over me. Put your hands all over. Put your hands,
put your hands all over me.
Put your hands all over me.